Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our film study expert, Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Life is good, too. Life is good, too. Again, before we get into the schedule and everything else, Adarius Washington injured, Achilles injury. He is probably gone for the season.
Yeah, it's a tragic. It'll probably force a couple of moves because they were really a safety down before this happened. A guy who could play the back end, allow Hamilton to move up. And they thought, you know, you have Malachi Starks, maybe you have it, but it really doesn't leave you the leeway right of one extra that you need for any particular game. The Ravens have been forced into Hamilton on the back end a number of times because they've lost a safety in game. So anyway, now they're looking for two. Chuck Clark, a possibility. He's out there. I think he'd be a good guy to plug in on the back end. Hopefully he'd be at the vet minimum, and he'd be a guy who wouldn't let you down in terms of positioning. I think they'll look at Kanan Braid in camp, and they need to find somebody who's out there on the market, I think.
You know how much I like him, and since he joined the team, I was so happy. He started 10 games last year, played very well. He's out for the season. How does this bode for his future, though? Because it's such a...
Yeah, I mean, it, first of all, for him, it's a personal tragedy that he loses a big opportunity to get a bite of the apple after this season. He's making good money in terms of the RFA tender. He's got 3-point-something million this year, but he could have been in position to probably earn a $5 million per year contract after this.
Yeah.
Or the Ravens could have re-signed him at some point before the season played out for 3 years, $12 million or something. But anyway, now it'll make it more difficult. I think he'll be on a prove-it contract somewhere next year. I hope it's in Baltimore, but there's no guarantees.
Hey, Ken, as we start to look at, obviously, this team and the way things are coming together, how do you feel about the depth? Because we were talking about what they did with Derrick Henry freeing up some money. Are they going to be very active, in your opinion, with the June 1st cuts, or do you think the roster's pretty much set and then maybe a few pieces here to fill?
I don't think there are a lot of big cuts to come. The two fourth-year players who were in significant jeopardy that I can think of right off the top of my head are J.A.D. and David Ajabo. Both those guys are at the bottom end of the totem pole. J.A.D.'s chance to make the team probably actually improved a little bit with the Washington injury because that puts pressure on Humphrey to play more slot, which means there's an extra opening on the outside. And all three of the guys, the two sixth-round picks and J.A.D., all have a chance at that spot.
Kim McCusick joins us. FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Again, you have this point system for the schedule release. The Ravens at a +4, Browns at a -11, Steelers at a -21, and the Bengals at a +7. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your point system, how you came at this.
Sure. So it looks at various schedule factors in terms of incremental rest being a significant thing, but also that's the when of the schedule. So a lot of your callers will call in today and say, we got such a tough schedule because we got the Chiefs and the Bills and what. All that was determined right at the end of last year where you play those games.
The way it works.
Yeah, where you play those games and who you play is already determined. This is the when do you play them. Okay. So basically this says, how much do the schedule people screw you? When they put together the schedule. So, for example, the Ravens have two opponents who are coming off Thursday games, which is like a half bye. That's a bad thing, and so they got -3 points for that. They got two Monday night football games themselves. It's minus one for that. They got no opponent coming off Monday Night Football, which is a significant disadvantage.
Short weeks, man. They matter.
Yeah, they do matter. You want to get them for your opponents. So actually, the Chiefs get one from the Ravens, which is a painful one. But here's the big one. They don't have any opponent coming off a bye. That's the second straight season, I believe, that's been true. They have an extra game on Thursday, which is fantastic. And then they have a divisional game on Thursday against the Bengals, which is an enormous scheduling advantage that doesn't completely show up in the point system. So it's something, well, I think
you don't like the week seven bye either. You got a negative two.
Yeah, it's a minus two. The average buys in week nine, I just do for everyone early, it's minus one. For everyone late, it's plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, just I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump you, but like when you're doing this, what about the three straight road games? Because it's kind of an anomaly. Shouldn't there be something negative for that, or do you think it's kind of factored in because you start with the Thursday game on the road, and then the way everything else works out for you, you finish with some tougher opponents?
A Thursday game on the road. Last year, you're talking about?
No, this year. I'm saying they got...
They started on Sunday, right?
So, yeah, hold on, let me go back to this. With the way that the schedule's set up, you have at Miami Dolphins on a Thursday night.
Gotcha, okay.
At Vikings, at Browns. Like, that third game is always so difficult because you're not used to having three straight road games.
I mean, that's a valid point. I don't have anything for consecutive games if you're playing a Sunday. It would be something that would be reasonable to come up with in a subjective adjustment. I think their hardest stretch is obviously early in the season where they play all the tough opponents and they play a lot of home games during that stretch, which is at least nice.
Yeah, they're home for a while.
Yeah. Derek can't. I have no secret here. He's probably one of my favorite NFL players when he wasn't a Raven. Now it's cemented. Gets that, an extension. People, are going to criticize because running backs shouldn't be signed. They're past 30. He's a different cat, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, you and I grew up with Nolan Ryan as a pitcher. And Nolan Ryan was completely different from every other pitcher in baseball, maintained his great fastball into his mid-40s, really into his late 40s. And I think he's more like Nolan Ryan as being a complete outlier that you can't make any rules based on than anybody else. And I always hate that being done, by the way. It makes me very uncomfortable and nervous to have the outlier. Yeah. But in this case, after watching him play for a year and watch some of the things he does with his body during the offseason, I think Lamar might be a similar outlier. The thing that's so great about Lamar is every year he comes to camp being in some way significantly better as a quarterback. Last year he was distributing the football like crazy. I mean, it's great to have players like this who you can depend on to be working during the offseason at the highest level.
Yeah, you're right about that because they don't all work. We know that.
Yeah.
Well, we've had that before. Cam McKusick, tell us the schedule real quick before you get out of here. Is this a 10-win team again this year?
I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead with the website stuff. Yes. Okay. So the expectation series is going on right now. I encourage people to give that a shot. We look at two players, one offense and one defense, every day now for about 2 months. There's 30 episodes of this. And then the full scoring for the schedule will be out there on Friday morning GM if you want to hear the breakdown.
Thanks a lot. That's on Film Study.
FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Kim McKusick, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Chad Steele for the Baltimore Ravens will join us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, Ed Norris does the hockey.
Yeah, playoffs are taking really shaping up now. We'll talk about who's looking like they're going to the conference finals and how it's been going in general.
NHL hockey recap up next on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
One of us got to do some hockey.
Hey, am I back?
You're not back.
Yes. Afternoon.
Okay, let's just do karaoke then. Damn it.
You don't want that?
Is that the guy that sang like that in the...
What?
They were mocking in the movie Ted? Is this the guy?
No, not Chris Cornell.
Okay.
Hold on, who were they mocking in Ted? Was it Pearl Jam? Was it Eddie Vedder?
Probably so. He was singing like this.
That's Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Lemon yellow sun.
All right. Okay. Thank God. Look at that. Here comes Ed.
Hey, it's hockey time.
You do know we're doing the hockey, right? I would have gotten it.
Yeah, I can get it for you. I don't.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
An emergency.
So last night was a royal ass whipping between the Panthers and the Maple Leafs. You just, Ed, in a pivotal game five, you just don't get beat like that at home. Or you did, but you shouldn't.
Well, when your goalie is hot like Bobrovsky is, it's tough, man. He had 31 saves last night. I mean, he's just – this game, the game comes down to this, and I've said this before, particularly in the playoffs. When your goalie – first of all, you're not here if you're going off an elite goalie. It's like having an elite quarterback. So you're not even in this position. And when they get hot at the right time, Bobrovsky's a great goalie. He just has been.
These guys like have made up names, Bus.
I know.
Bobrovsky.
That's really his name, though. And you combine, you gotta remember, the Panthers are defending champs. I think everyone's forgetting that, including me, because they didn't have a great season. They had a good season, but not a really dominant season.
I just think it's funny these Florida teams winning championships.
Yeah. Two of the best teams in hockey now every year are the Lightning and the Panthers. It's you forget the Lightning went to the Cup three straight years and won two of them. And now the Panthers look like they may be heading there. I still think the Maple Leafs are going to pull this out. But now I'm not so sure because the Panthers have been so physical.
They're
getting away with murder.
I can understand Bobrovsky being hot, being a hot goalie, and only giving up one goal. But explain to me giving up six on the other side, though. This wasn't a 2-1 game.
No.
You up six goals.
No, not at all. And then you look at the other game. This game was a beatdown. Then you look at the other game. It was a 1-0 game. Again, the goalie. You look at who is just awesome in this game. And it comes down to hot goaltending. And it's exactly what happened here. You're talking about we do save percentages. It's like, I guess this version of ERA or whatever. When you have a 1,000 save percentage, you're not going to lose. Because he had 24 saves. Obviously no goals. And that's all you needed. And when you only need one goal, and it was an overtime goal, by the way. This was in regulation, there was no score in this game. So again, superior goaltending on both sides. And there you have it. They're just
Edmonton advances. What, they won like 49 games this year?
Damn, 1-0.
Run it last year. So is Edmonton, only because I grew up knowing who they were because of Gretzky?
Yeah.
Are they one of the franchises that it's good to have them back relevant again?
Yeah, I think so. Because of that. Because of Gretzky and because they were so dominant when he was there. Messier was on that team. Because
they were irrelevant for a while, am I right?
Yeah, they fell out of it. And it was when they got this combination of McDavid and Draisaitl, they really started. They started coming back and people were like, well, how come they're not better than this because they've got all this firepower? But now they are. I mean,
those
back.
Guys have to grow up. They're young. They're babies,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah. They, well, not anymore, but they were. But I do like. I don't think the Caps are going to fare very well.
They lose tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I have in my place. Yeah. I mean, they're minus. Yeah. The Panthers.
Hurricanes, excuse me.
Yeah. Are minus like 180 tonight.
Yeah. I'm seeing 170 right now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like that's a large favorite on the road. Now, that doesn't mean they go in and win, but it's just weird to see that in the playoffs, especially in the second round. Yeah. Like, if that were to happen in a normal setting, like, let's say we looked at it from basketball, you would look at, oh, who got hurt? Why is this team favored on the road against the team that's supposed to be better than them? We don't see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I mean, it's real. That's a huge road favorite, as you said. I mean, I thought they'd be the favorite, but I thought it'd be like a 110 or something.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what it's been in the early games. So to me, that's why it's so telling that they're minus 120, minus 115 on the road in the first two games in D.C. or a couple games in D.C. And now you all of a sudden you have this one and you're like, damn, it went up to 180, and it kind of tells you in these elimination games what their expectations are. Yeah. I say the same thing in the NBA with totals, where like, hey, it was 220 all year. It was even 220 last week. Why the hell is it 196 today? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So. Well, you're talking about closeout games and the like. You know what? They're not playing tonight. Tomorrow's game with the Panthers and Maple Leafs? Mm-hmm. The Panthers were minus 230.
Really?
Yeah.
God, they're just going to beat the hell out of them.
No, they're home.
Panthers are home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, it's unbelievable, but it's like, yeah. I think Dallas beats Winnipeg, right, though. I think they close it out. I'm not hoping tonight.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I mean, Winnipeg was the best regular season team, President's Trophy winner.
What happened?
Great defense. Man, playoffs. Once the postseason comes, you know how it is. It's a new season.
Hot goalies.
Yeah. New season. Stars are good. And I just like Dallas. Despite that stupid logo, it ruined the North Stars uniform. But I really think Dallas is going to take this series. And, you know, I'm not sticking my neck out. They're up 3-1, but I do think they take this series. I think Carolina closes it out tonight. And frankly, I think Florida's going to close this out. I'd like to see the Maple Leafs, but.
Who's been the biggest postseason disappointment in the NHL?
I'd say Winnipeg. Just because whenever you have a season like they did, you know, and a great defensive team, didn't give very many goals at all. You come into the postseason, and essentially they're being dominated by the Dallas Stars right now because you're down 3-1. You know, if this game, if the series was 2-2 right now, I'd say, well, you know, they're going to come through. That's tough to come back from in any sport. You're down 3-1, that's a tough climb.
Even at home?
Yeah, even at home because, you know, the momentum's going the other way. You know, Dallas is going to come in all fired up because, you know, this is, you could close this out tonight. I could, you know, I want
on the road.
Yeah, I want to give that pregame speech in the locker room. This is it, man. This is what you play your whole life for.
Because at this moment in the playoffs, you won a couple of days of extra rest, right?
Yeah.
Because you've been grinding. Was it the second round?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won a couple of, early on in the playoffs, maybe let's keep it rolling. But right now, rest is good.
Yeah, this is tough. Because, I mean, it's a very physical game, and they play a lot of games. You know, and you look at, I don't know, you just look at how much goes into this and how, you know, how rough this postseason has been, where it's actually generated articles that, you know, people actually pointed to how much physicality is going on that's a little excessive. Guys are getting knocked out of games, getting knocked out of series. People are throwing just, you know, forearms and elbows without even faking like they're going for the puck.
Is this where hockey's going, or you think they blow a whistle?
I just
on this?
Think they're swallowing whistles because it's the playoffs.
Okay.
And again, keep in mind that, well, the Jets had a tough series against the Blues, so I think that's impacting them now.
Okay.
Because they took them to 7 games.
So. You just did it. You did the hockey, Ed. Thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Your reaction to Derrick Henry's 2-year extension, is Lamar the next domino to fall? We'll talk about that at 8:45, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, so we're going to ask a couple of quick questions. Is it wrong to propose at somebody else's wedding? I want to see what you guys think about that. Also, we'll talk about baby showers, what you should and should not do. Someone had a ridiculous gift registry. And the last thing I want to bring up is a man that is so effing lucky that he bought a fake necklace. I'll explain in the world of stupid. All right, lots to talk about. I told you the story. You guys will love this one. Colorado man, lucky that he bought a fake necklace. I'm going to show you the picture. Oh, man, this stupid thing just restarted. All right, I'm going to show you the picture of what this guy was wearing. And It's insane to me. Here's you stupid thing. Somebody shot him, right? So in Colorado, Commerce City, Colorado, a necklace is being credited for saving a man's neck and probably his life after gunfire broke out during a fight. He was shot in the chest, and his fake-ass necklace saved his life, where they said if it was real silver, silver's a softer metal, that it would have just went through him and killed him.
Like, right.
But because it was this fake necklace, here, let me turn this around so you guys can see it.
Oh, man.
Where the metal, so the bullet hit it, and you can see it, like, so it still got lodged in his chest.
He got really lucky. That's not even a pendant. That's just a chain.
It's a fake chain.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? I thought when you said, when you teased the story.
They had like a medallion or something on it. You know. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to show you the picture so you can see it. But like, you know how guys are always trying to, but they do that thing at the, I think they do it at Knicks games and other games where the guy goes around, whether or not it's a fake diamond, and he checks it right on the spot. So they're checking engagement rings and seeing the women get angry. But this is one where he did. He bought a fake necklace, whether he realized it or not, gets shot, and the damn thing saves his life. Like,
well,
think about how lucky. What do we have? What was the gunfight where the bullet hit the bullet? Do you remember that? The bullets collided in midair in a draw? Like way back. I'll have to look it up. I thought you'd be the guy who's like, oh, that was so and so.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, you did disappoint me. I'm relying on you to pick up the trash that I can't. Rob, do you know?
Mm-mm. I'm looking it up.
Are you? Bullet collided with a bullet, wasn't it? It was a gunfight. Anyway, it would have to be with a bullet colliding with a bullet. Was it in the war, maybe? Anyway, disrespectful friends. How about this?
Battle of Gettysburg.
Battle of Gettysburg, it happened? Just like, it's like a one in a trillion.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, like something just ridiculous where they found a bullet embedded in another
bullet. Who was there to really validate the story?
Well, they picked up the bullet. Maybe they just put their guns together and shot. I don't know. All right, disrespectful friend ruins wedding by breaking this major social norm. It says, so hillbilly, and I understand this. It's somebody else's day. Why on earth would you propose at somebody else's wedding?
See, we wouldn't care. But to the bride.
That's what I'm saying.
It's her everything.
Yeah.
You don't upstage the bride by proposing. I don't give a crap. I mean, do what you want.
Again,
it ain't my day.
But let's be honest. You can sit here and talk about a wedding. It's our day, but it's not.
It's not our day.
It's her day.
She's the star.
I'm saying, yes.
I don't care. This is not, look, you can call me whatever you want. I'm just telling you right now, on a wedding day, the bride's the star. She's the beautiful one. You got a suit on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wear a suit every day. Well, some of us regularly than others. She is getting a dress that's made just for that day.
You wear once.
Her hair, her makeup, she is the star. Mm. That's it. She is her day.
You want to see the
why would you propose on her day?
Look at this. It's at the reception.
That's selfish, man.
And look at the bride's face when she sees
like
him drop down to
Mary
a knee, like,
Franklin.
Yeah, such a huge faux pas. You just don't do that.
No, you don't do that to the
bride,
man.
You don't do that.
I saw the other one where the guy put a ring in an ice cream cone and the woman ate it. They showed the x-rays and she didn't realize it.
Did she say yes?
I guess. I wasn't even concerned after that point of what she was going to say because he didn't even get to ask her. He's like, could you imagine? Hey, I wanted to see if you wanted to marry me, but we got to go to the doctor's real quick and see if we can poop this thing out.
We got to get a strainer and put it in the toilet. Yeah.
Why would you leave a ring and food?
People do it all the time. The first time I proposed to my ex-wife, I wrapped it around a shrimp. And sent this plate over to her, and I was sitting next to her, and she was eating, and she didn't notice it until she put the dish. She almost swallowed it. And I'm like, well, I was an idiot. Look, I was young. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't going to go on the scoreboard.
Oh, you were an idiot because you put the shrimp on a shrimp. I thought you were going idiotic for something else. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Don't go in there. What are you watching? Our wedding video. Don't do it. I thought you were watching a scary movie. I am. But anyway, like, again,
I know the ending.
There are faux pas that are obvious, and I don't know how people don't know this. It's like, that's not the time nor the place.
No, dude. The bride is the star. Let her star all day.
Mm. The other girl's so happy. Hey, I'm getting married. Oh, we're at a wedding? My bad. All right, let's get to this last story.
The current bride should wait until their wedding to say, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant, whether she is or not.
Well, here you go. Baby shower guests are baffled by ridiculous gift registry, a cover charge, pay cash on arrival. That's right. Baby showers are about joy and celebration, but who knew you could put a price tag on happiness? One guest was in for a surprise when they found out you actually canned after being invited to a friend's baby shower and was shocked that she needed to dip into her bank account to attend. I might be a bit out of touch. My baby shower was 8 years ago now, but I feel like this is a little bit cheeky. I guess that's a British person. She was invited to the event at a local tea room around a month ago via group chat organized by the mom-to-be sister. Then she was sent the gift registry. We had the ridiculous gift list. Everything was very particular with actual links to website. All we had to say was we were buying it so it could be crossed off the main list. Whatever I chose, whenever I chose something and it was just that, they would mark that off the list. So like, yeah. If I said I want this. So then she said they just had a message to say that food will be $20 each and we need to pay cash on arrival. The tea rooms are owned by a close family member and it's still open to the public, so they're not paying to hire it out or anything. So, you know, all these things
profited off of it.
Yes.
Man.
She thinks it's too late in the game to cancel. She's already purchased the registry gift and no one seems to have an issue with it. The mom is to be a lovely friend of hers. So I'll still go and have a nice time, she said. And she's like, nope. When she started talking to other people at the baby shower, they're like, we're paying for food.
Can I buy
a gift?
Can I throw something in here? Yeah. This may be just a Rob thing. So make fun of me if you want. I hate it when people have a birthday party at a restaurant and I have to pay for something other than my drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. When I had my 50th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You had it at Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Did you pay for food? Mm-mm. You just pay for your drinks.
Yeah.
That's you don't invite people to a restaurant for your party and say pay for your dinner. That's just that's my thing, man. Have it at your house.
Yes.
If it's not a party. If everybody's paying for their own meal, it's not a party.
I have seen people say it before, and if your friend group goes Dutch and you do all this, I get it. But like, I agree with Rob. Just make it what it is. Make it easy on everybody. How disappointed have you been when you've gone to a wedding and it's a dry wedding and you got to pay for the alcohol? You're like, and again, it's trivial.
I don't mind paying. Don't give me a dry wedding.
Yeah.
I understand. You know, you throw something, you tell people to pay for the alcohol, the cash bar. I get
it's expensive.
I'm cool with that. But no, man, I ain't paying for food. Mm-hmm. Then when, you know, I send you a gift. That money I would have paid for, I'll send you a gift, man. That's just a little tacky.
Man, we've all been there with the guy that orders shots. And then all of a sudden, like, you're asked, do you want a shot? Do you want a shot? And then you order it. And then all of a sudden, he's like, all right, I need 10 for you, 10 for you. He's like, well, wait a minute.
I want to order a shot. You asked me if I wanted one.
Yeah, I just don't want to be the guy that asks and then seven people there go, yeah, I'll take one too.
Yeah.
You're buying one back. It better come back around or you ain't getting another one. You know? Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
Another thing I hate. And another thing. Yeah. If you go out with some friends, it's six of you, and I'm just throwing out a random number, and you know everybody's paying for them. Everybody's paying.
Yeah.
And you get the receipt. Well, you ordered this. No. Let me cross this. No, man. We split it up six ways, bro.
Yeah.
Who
had the tax?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hate that nonsense.
We're splitting it up six ways. We're not doing all of that. I took some friends of mine to a spot once. It was, what was it? Tavern on the Quarter. Now, we order a ridiculous amount of food. Mm-hmm. And they only charge us $100. A ridiculous amount of food. And these jokers actually wanted to go around and see who ordered what. Wait a minute. To be honest with you, you would owe half of it.
Yeah.
The only choice, it was 10 of us. Everybody give $20 and over tip. Yeah. Why are we doing this? That was the last time I went out to eat with that group. They ain't doing it no more.
I get it.
Mm-mm. Yep. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Chad Steele from the Baltimore Ravens joins us at 9 o'clock on the other side. Derrick Henry, 2-year contract extension, $25 million guaranteed. Your thoughts up next on
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Fan, man, it's just certain songs you play, you just feel disrespectful for talking over them. But I gotta do my job.
Certain Derek, people,
you know what I mean?
He's one of them.
He's one of them, man. Like, what do you want me to? Stevie, man, can't talk over Stevie. Yep. Derrick Henry last year, 1,900 yards, led the league in touchdowns with 16, averaged 5.9 yards a run. Do you know? That is his best yards per carry of his career. It's funny to Lamar the track to say Lamar had such a great year because Derrick Henry. Meanwhile, Derrick Henry had a career year in terms of what am I doing?
What'd you do?
I didn't hear zits. No, I didn't hear anything.
No.
All right. he scared me. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Do you know why Derrick Henry did not lead the league in yards rushing? Because Lamar had more. yards per carry, I should say.
Yeah.
Lamar was better. Just phenomenal what these guys have been able to do collectively. He gets a 2-year extension and $25 million guaranteed. Ed Norris, I know you are beside yourself.
Very happy. Yeah. Just happy, you know. Because, you know, I know how business-like the NFL is, particularly the Ravens. They're very smart, and you always want to get rid of a player early than late and all those things we say. But I just love Derrick Henry, man. I did. I liked him as a Titan. I hate the Titans, but I just admired him, and I cannot believe he's a Raven. I still can't. Like, you know, even Kemi Cusick said, that is the most dangerous mesh point in the NFL, is Lamar Henry. Absolutely, positively. I mean, it just is, and it's just fantastic. And I agree with what he said, too. He's like the Nolan Ryan of the NFL.
That's a great comparison.
It's a great comparison. Ryan was just a physical freak. I mean, he still had a blazing fastball at like 46 years old. It's crazy. And I think Henry's that type of guy where he's going to defy the narrative about running backs, and he's going to continue to be a really good back, you know, for the next couple of years. I just do.
I love Derrick Henry. Jeremy, I was thrilled when they signed him because like I told you, there aren't many signings, free agent acquisitions, that end up being exactly what you thought it would be. Those two were exactly what I thought they'd be. One guy had 1,900 yards. Lamar had 900 yards and led the league in yards per carry. And I love him. As I said earlier, I just, at his age, I would not extend him until I had to. However, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, too. I mean, it's just the thought process of, like, did you, like, when the Raven or the Orioles outbid themselves on Chris Davis, you know, it's like, okay, could you have let that go onto the market depending on how this season went? What if this season goes awry and he's not the same guy? Is he going to get the same amount on the open market? But I still think I like the fact that they reward the guy for coming in and doing what he did last year. I understand the whole business process of it. It's a short-term deal. And then with what happened with Saquon Barkley, you almost feel like you had to do it. And I do think that $5 million is going to help.
410-583-1057. That's the number. I want to hear from you. Your thoughts on this Derrick Henry signing. I don't expect to fall off at all. I think the guy is special. If you look again, Kim McCusick, I never put Derrick Henry and Nolan Ryan together, but that is a spot on comparison.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
Some guys are really just different, man.
He's had those comparisons since college. I'm kidding. I just made that up. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
See if you guys are on your toes.
He mentioned, somebody else mentioned the other running backs in the room, one of the listeners, one of the callers. Do you think Derrick Henry gets fewer carries this year coming up and those other running backs get more? Not more than Henry, but an increase in carries.
I can see a little change in the workload, but Henry's a guy that you have to give a lot of carries to. He gets better in the fourth quarter. He gets better late in the season. I would definitely not be playing running back by committee with him because he won't produce.
I do think at some point you got to start spelling him a little bit more. And that might mean a carry or two less here or there. Yeah. But the game flow is going to decide what happens. Like if you're in a game and you're coming down the, like let's say they were up by 14 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, normally you want to use Derrick Henry to wear him down. Maybe he doesn't get a couple carries on that drive. Maybe you give one to Justice Hill. Maybe it is a run by Lamar.
He only averaged 19 carries a game, though.
I know. I'm just saying.
Not, like, to people who think he carried the ball too much, he only
averaged. He's not getting 30 a game.
Yeah, he averaged 19 carries a game.
What did he have, two or three games where we were going, man, why didn't he give him the ball more? And I think that kind of helps it, but he's going to be a guy that should average around 20 carries a game.
And I think that's still where spelling him, games in which, you know what, we can get by without giving him a ton of carries today because looking down the road, hey, we're going to need him to have about 25 or 30 in this game. I think they were very smart in how they distributed the ball to Derrick Henry. Mike in Baltimore, what's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Man, you sound much better this morning.
Yeah, you're having a good day.
You take your Prozac?
I appreciate y'all dogging me yesterday like that. I appreciate that, man. At all. I was eating something, and that's why my voice was changing.
That's what you
but
said.
But anyway, man, I'm loving the extension, man. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like Derrick Henry with the Titans or whatever, man, because he was just so good or whatever. But to have him on our team and to have him extended and all, man, I'm really, really very happy. And I expected that, you know. It's no surprise, you know, with the extension or whatever. I'm just glad they got it done. You know, as soon as they did.
And Mike, it's okay for men to cry.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Rocky. All right, man.
I'm a thug, and I swear to God I cry.
Let me tell you about my life. I'll make you cry.
Derrick Henry was one of those guys. I'm not an Alabama fan, but I liked him there. I'm not a Titan fan, but I liked him there. And now that he's with the Ravens, I love him. I absolutely love him. I ain't heard from this guy in a while, man. Let's go to Woodbury and get Joe. Where you been, Joe?
I just listen to y'all, man. I like listening to your intelligent callers, and then the stupid ones make me laugh. But anyway, I'm just listening to y'all, and I'm thinking about Nolan Ryan, man. And what you just said about Henry, didn't like the school, but you like a person. And right. I was telling people, hey, you'll follow a particular player you like all through his career with every team he goes to. But I just wanted to say so other people can talk, Nolan Ryan, baseball, defined logic. Derrick Henry, so far, football. But I'm thinking about LeBron James, man. 18 years old, jumped right in the fire. Been doing it for over 22 years. Might come back another season. Come on, man. Yeah. These people, that's longevity. Ain't that what they call it?
Yeah.
And I'll pass it on, brothers. Y'all have a blessed, wonderful day.
You love hear from him. There's some guys like that, man. LeBron James is another good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Uh-uh. Don't do that. Don't
no,
do
I can't anymore?
Don't do that to the guy. You can't. No, did it.
He can't. Have you?
Nobody wants to be married to that, right?
I asked Ed. Have you listened to any of that trial? Any of the stuff coming out of
there? I have.
What did he want rubbed on his nipples again?
Oh, my gosh.
That should have been in the world of stupid. Good God.
If you put it this way, folks, you know, I don't normally like that type of stuff, but because it was such a part of my young adult life, and I didn't like the dude anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't. People will tell you. Yeah, she'll tell you, nah, he never liked Bad Boys. I never liked Bad Boys. I didn't. Biggie was the outlier to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the rest of them cats,
I loved Bad Boy. I didn't like him.
I didn't.
I couldn't
understand Mace.
I had every 112 album. Hell, that even came on yesterday. I was listening as I was driving around.
Yeah. So this just to hear this stuff is like,
For people who don't know, when Jeremy pulls in the parking lot at whatever it is, 5:15 in the morning.
Is the music blasting?
I can hear it with your windows closed. Yes.
I'm trying to think what I pulled in listening to today. Yeah. It was a hip-hop song because the one somebody was staring at me was just blaring.
Does Al Horford qualify as an old player?
Yeah.
He's still around.
Yeah.
The guy won national championships in Florida.
Though. Yeah,
everybody.
He's at that level.
Great. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
It's because he's been around for a long time.
No, I mean, he won national championships in college. He won NBA championships.
Right,
he's
in Florida.
Right? He won back-to-back championships.
He was there with Joakim Noah.
No,
or
Joakim.
Joakim Noah.
He was there then?
No, it's pronounced Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer. Somebody else was
David
there.
David Lee.
David Lee.
Big white dude. Well, he wasn't that big, but he played a lot. He played for your Knicks, Ed.
Mm-hmm. He played like five teams, huh?
Yeah.
He played for that many teams?
Yeah, he was with the Warriors.
I don't remember him as a Knick, though.
The Thunder?
Oh, yeah. You say you don't? Yeah.
No.
I think he played with the Knicks longer than anybody, right?
I think so. He bounced around the league a little bit.
He did. The Ravens Vice President of Communication, Chad Steele, joins us up next right here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.